7. The Adjuster's Problem. Uncertainty with security is the essence of the paradise adventure. Uncertainty in time and in mind, uncertainty as to the events of the unfolding paradise ascent, security in spirit and in eternity, security in the unqualified trust of the creature Son, in the divine compassion and infinite love of the universal Father. Uncertainty as an inexperienced citizen of the universe, security as an ascending sun in the universe mansions of an all-powerful, all-wise, and all-loving Father. May I admonish you to heed the distant echo of the Adjuster's faithful call to your soul. The indwelling Adjuster cannot stop or even materially alter your career struggle of time. The Adjuster cannot lessen the hardships of life as you journey on through this world of toil. The divine indweller can only patiently forbear while you fight the battle of life as it is lived on your planet. But you could, if you only would, as you work and worry, as you fight and toil, permit the valiant Adjuster to fight with you and for you. You could be so comforted and inspired, so enthralled and intrigued, if you would only allow the Adjuster constantly to bring forth the pictures of the real motive, the final aim, and the eternal purpose of all this difficult, uphill struggle with the commonplace problems of your present material world. Why do you not aid the Adjuster in the task of showing you the spiritual counterpart of all these strenuous material efforts? Why do you not allow the Adjuster to strengthen you with the spiritual truths of cosmic power while you wrestle with the temporal difficulties of creature existence? Why do you not encourage the Heavenly Helper to cheer you with the clear vision of the eternal outlook of universal life as you gaze in perplexity at the problems of the passing hour? Why do you refuse to be enlightened and inspired by the universe viewpoint while you toil amidst the handicaps of time and flounder in the maze of uncertainties which beset your mortal life journey? Why not allow the Adjuster to spiritualize your thinking, even though your feet must tread the material paths of earthly endeavor? The higher human races of Urantia are completely admixed. They are a blend of many races and stocks of different origin. This composite nature renders it exceedingly difficult for the monitors to work efficiently during life, and adds definitely to the problems of both the Adjuster and the Guardian Seraphim after death. Not long since, I was present on Salvington and heard a Guardian of Destiny present a formal statement in extenuation of the difficulties of ministering to her mortal subject. This Seraphim said, "Much of my difficulty was due to the unending conflict between the two natures of my subject, the urge of ambition opposed by animal indolence, the ideals of a superior people crossed by the instincts of an inferior race, the high purposes of a great mind antagonized by the urge of a primitive inheritance, the long-distance view of a far-seeing monitor counteracted by the nearsightedness of a creature of time, the progressive plans of an ascending being modified by the desires and longings of a material nature, the flashes of universe intelligence cancelled by the chemical energy mandates of the evolving race, the urge of angels opposed by the emotions of an animal, the training of an intellect annulled by the tendencies of instinct, the experience of the individual opposed by the accumulated propensities of the race, the aims of the best overshadowed by the drift of the worst, the flight of genius neutralized by the gravity of mediocrity, the progress of the good retarded by the inertia of the bad, the art of the beautiful besmirched by the presence of evil, the buoyancy of health neutralized by the debility of disease, the fountain of faith polluted by the poisons of fear, the spring of joy embittered by the waters of sorrow, the gladness of anticipation disillusioned by the bitterness of realization, the joys of living ever threatened by the sorrows of death. Such a life on such a planet. And yet, because of the ever-present help and urge of the Thought Adjuster, this soul did achieve a fair degree of happiness and success, and has even now ascended to the judgment halls of Mansonia." Presented by a solitary messenger of Orvontan.